Psalm 13, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Have you ever felt like God forgot you? Have you ever felt all alone in a trial with no one there to defend you? Has the enemy seemed to have gained an advantage over you that you cannot seem to overcome? Are you stuck in the same rut and wondering, Lord, how long? Well, take comfort. Many of the Lord's people throughout the ages, and King David, and even our Lord Jesus on the cross, have all been in such a case. What did all of them do to get out of the pit they were in? Did they fight and claw and kick and scream? No. You know what they did? They cried out to God to consider them and to hear their cry. They cried out to the Lord Most High to open their eyes and revive them so that they might see what the Lord sees and have hope. They did not appeal to men or pour out their hearts to men or women hoping for temporary sympathy. But rather they made their appeal to the one above, sitting on his throne, the throne of judgment and the throne of grace. They cried out to God to deliver them from the hand of the enemy. They cried out for judgment against the enemy, lest he should prevail in his evil ways. And they all made a choice to trust in the mercy of the Lord, and to put their hope in him only to save them. And guess what? You can do the exact same thing that they did. You don't have to run to people and cry to them, and complain to them, and pour out your heart to man or woman. You can cry out to the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. You don't have to keep making your appeal to people for their temporary limited help, but you can make your appeal to the eternal, invisible, immortal, and only wise God. And if you choose to trust his mercy and hope in him to save you, then you'll be like David. And the day will come when, just like David, you'll rejoice in the Lord's salvation. You will sing praises to the Lord. You will rejoice only in him, because he is our deliverer. He is our provider. He is our refuge. He is our rock. And he hath dealt bountifully with me. Psalm 13.